he seemed to be taking an honest nap. Regis, who had lived his previous life lying on the banks of Mare de Walden in Tentowns with an unbaited fishing line tied to his toe, could certainly relate to that. He quietly stoked the fire in the hearth and took a seat opposite Ivor Breen, then patiently waited. His duties at Murata Topolino were done for the day, so he was in no hurry. He watched the halfling across from him, studying Ivor Breen's expressions. The man was dreaming, though not contentedly. Had Ivor Breen Paraffin ever known contentment? Regis silently chastised himself, a typical sensation of late, as he watched the man. He recalled when Ivor Breen had dunked him in the sea, and truly he thought that he would drown, to learn if Regis was possessed of the same blessing as his lost mother. And then had come the dangerous dives in any and every weather. Ivor Breen had thrown his son to the sea, and above all else, Regis had to get the oysters, that single obsession fueled by the man's need for drink at any cost to himself or to his son. For a long while, Regis had resented Ivor Breen, as any child born of such a troubled father might. But Regis had been no child in Delphuntle. He had seen poverty before, and had felt the sting of hopelessness that so often accompanied it. In Callimport, in his first youth, Regis had known many Ivor Breens, indeed had quietly championed them even while he was rising within the guilds of the ruling pashas. He couldn't help but smile when he recalled one particularly lucrative heist. He wasn't about to get away with it, he had soon enough realized, for the golden coins of the pasha he had robbed had all been cleverly marked. So Regis had taken that sack of coins to one of the most destitute reaches of Callimport in the dark of night, and had strewn the treasure up and down the lane. The next day, every tavern and bakery in that region of the city became flooded with the dirty and the downtrodden. Regis had known and shown mercy and compassion to the unfortunates of Callimport, and yet it had taken him many years to acquire the same level of compassion for this halfling now sitting before him. The resentment had only worsened in the first years Ivor Breen had lived in this house, for Pericolo, on Regis's demand, had indeed made it harder for Ivor Breen to purchase alcohol. No tavern would sell the liquor to him, on order from Pericolo, and Ivor Breen hadn't taken well to that demand and had blamed his son, Spider, most of all. Oh, he still found liquor to this day, despite every attempt by Regis to tamp down the sources. Only gradually had the two settled into a truce. They didn't discuss Ivor Breen's drinking, for there was no common ground to be found there, but Ivor Breen had stopped blaming his son, openly at least, and had even occasionally expressed gratitude that Regis had cared enough to try. And Regis had stopped resenting the downtrodden halfling, instead coming to see Ivor Breen in the same manner he had viewed those poor souls on the dirty streets of Callimport. He couldn't fix Ivor Breen, but so be it. The realization that Ivor Breen wasn't actually his father had allowed the reborn halfling the emotional room he needed for objectivity. Ivor Breen snorted and licked his lips, moving his head side to side suddenly, then opened one lazy eye to look back at Regis. "Hey, boy," he said through sleep's sticky lips.
"Father?"
Regis lied. Ivor Breen rubbed a hand over his face, sitting up straighter in the process.
"I'm seeing you less,"
Ivor Breen slurred.
"I've much to do now. With them Topolinos."
"Yes."
"Aren't you the fancy lad?"
Ivor Breen said with a laugh, but one that was only half mocking. He sat up straighter still, rubbing the sleepiness from his eyes.
"You still dancing with that pretty girl, are you? She trains me with the blade."
Ivor Breen issued a coarse laugh that sounded more like a wheeze than anything mirthful.
"Well, I'd be stabbing that one, given the chance,"
he said with a howl. Regis steeled his posture and shut his mouth, reminding himself that Ivor Breen was harmless, that his crudity served as cover for despair.
"She's a friend," Regis said instead. "Aye, you and your important friends,"
Ivor Breen said with a derisive snort.
"They've done well by you," Regis said before he could bite it back. Ivorbreen snorted louder and turned to look at the hearth.
I'm sorry, Father, Regis said, but you seem well.
Ivorbreen pulled himself to his feet, grabbed the poker, and began prodding at the logs.
I get by, boy, he said absently. My name is Regis.
He wasn't really sure why he had said it, but there it lay.
So says you,
replied a clearly confused Ivorbreen.
Indeed. And is there any other to argue my choice?
Not your choice,
Ivorbreen said harshly, even lifting the poker to aim its tip Regis's way.
Your ma's choice.
She's dead.
My choice, then. You could have spoken to me first, boy, to see if I approved.
You had your chance, but you didn't bother,
Regis said, and Ivorbreen's expression flashed with anger.
You forgetting your place?
The older halfling asked. Regis shook his head, denying Ivorbreen. The discussion had reminded him of why he had come here. He was 18 years old now. The West was beginning to call, the bargain of Mialiki sounding louder and louder in his thoughts.
Might that I'll call you Ernst,
Ivorbreen said.
That was my brother's name, your dead uncle, drowned in the storm of 1445. Just a boy, you know.
I should have named you Ernst to honor him.
You should have, perhaps, but you didn't.
Your name is what I tell you it is,
Ivorbreen growled, and he prodded the poker Regis's way, or started to, for the halfling's rapier came forth in the blink of a surprised eye, quickly parrying and rolling over the poker, where its blade caught under the item's hook. With a subtle twist and shift, Regis pulled the poker from Ivorbreen's hand and sent it bouncing aside. Ivorbreen stared at him dumbfounded, then looked at the fallen poker. He began to laugh heartily.
Oh, but that Topolino lassie's teaching you well, boy, he said. And what else is she teaching you, my boy?
He fell back into his chair, his shoulders bobbing with amusement.
Much,
was all Regis replied, and he did so with a wide grin, thinking there was no reason to dissuade Ivorbreen from his undoubtedly lewd notions. Ivorbreen shrugged and snorted, waving his hand dismissively.
Where did you find this name?
Regis paused and looked down from Ivorbreen, who was leaning forward in his chair now, seeming suddenly interested in the conversation. Perhaps it was time to tell Ivorbreen the truth.
It's a name I heard,